Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at 97.5 FM WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to take good care of you. Got a bunch of great stuff coming up for the next couple of hours. Let's kick it off the way we like to with our friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Finally. Finally Friday.
It's been a heck of a week. Yeah.
We made it, everybody. We made it. We did it. They can't take this from us.
No.
It's Friday, and we're going to make sure to celebrate it, have some fun with it, and hopefully enjoy some, interesting weather.
Who knows, right?
I was going to say good weather. Let's just have it interesting. I'll take that.
It's football weather. It's perfect timing. Yes. I feel like fall. It'll be all right. We've got this.
This is somebody who knows how to sell something.
That's right.
This is somebody who knows.
Positive spin on that one,
this,
right?
Yeah. What do I say all the time? Know your audience. Brittany knows her audience.
That's right. Well done, Brittany.
Well done.
Thank you. Well, I don't always want to bring just bad news, right? Mm-hmm. You got to find a positive if you can, and I found one. So
nice.
Bust out the flannels, maybe some hoodies, maybe a light jacket for this weekend. But not today. We're still good today. We're just seeing more clouds, more and more of them push in this afternoon. We do have a teeny tiny chance for a shower or thunderstorm early this evening, but I do think that's going to stay farther north. However, those chances overnight ramp up a little bit, maybe like a 40% chance we could get scraped by one before midnight. But otherwise, that's the cold front right there sparking those showers and storms, and it's going to pass after that. So by tomorrow, we'll be waking up to bright blue skies, but crisp temperatures. Highs will only reach the low 70s tomorrow. They'll drop to about 50 degrees tomorrow night. And then Sunday, we're looking at highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly sunny, so still bright and beautiful out there, a gorgeous Sunday. But there are chances, teeny tiny chances for a spotty sprinkle to mix in this weekend because it's going to be windy on top of the cooler temperatures. So while mid-60s doesn't sound too bad, it might actually be feeling more like the mid-50s for highs because those winds gusting around 20 to 30 miles per hour. So a few spotty sprinkles could mix in because of those strong winds, but everything starts to ease up as we roll into early next week, but still hanging on to highs in the mid 60s. So we don't start to warm up until middle of next week, which is good timing for Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, I agree. That's very good.
Works out pretty well. So it does look like we're not done with the warmer temperatures completely, Brittany.
No. Just 3 to 4 days of feeling like fall, and then we get right back to that summer weather. So a little break for those who want it. You can run around outside without sweating, and then we'll sweat again by Labor Day. I need the water again, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Mother Nature taking a note from the TV world, giving us a fall preview, giving us a little bit of that.
Very nice. That's a good way of putting it.
We appreciate you, Brittany. Have a great weekend, and thanks again for stopping by at the open house.
Oh, that was so much fun. You guys are amazing. Thanks for hosting that and having that. You guys have a great weekend, too.
Take care. We will hang out with Brittany again on Monday. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And thank her for joining us. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Fun stuff on the way. We not only have the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but we're going to make you a star of the day with a little bit of a different one today. Now, we're going old school. We're going to play a line from a famous movie. A line from a famous movie. A quote from a famous movie. You have to guess the movie. You do. And really, you guess the actors in it.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
You get close.
Very broad.
Yeah. We'll get you some free Culver's, a free kids meal and adult meal from our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. A big shout out to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then before we wrap up the hour, now there's a lot of things that people sell tickets for, Seth.
Yep.
What about weddings?
Wait. Sell tickets for weddings?
Yes, that's coming up. We're going to get into that a little bit later. That's all out of the way. We'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour the way we like to with some entertainment news. We're talking Stevie Wonder, Chubby Checker. We're also talking about Apple's streaming service and them raising their rates.
Of course they are.
What's new on your small screen? What's new on your big screen coming up? And a special fun Friday topic, the most popular Marvel characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something that's changed over the years. years.
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious to where they are now.
Got a couple of other things we'll be doing. We're certainly going to be talking about a lot of the events going on in their area today and this weekend. We'll be highlighting those, highlighting our schedule. And as Brittany noted, talking some football.
Yes.
We'll be doing that as for certain as we got high school football on our radio
dials. Talking to foosball.
Coming up. But right now, when you are thinking about a vacation, who do you go to? If you wanted vacation inspiration 30 years ago, you went to a travel agent.
Right.
And there are still plenty of travel agents out there.
Yes, still
an industry
around.
That's doing well. I don't know how well or anything. I haven't done the research on that one. But I do know that just from seeing commercials and talking to people who actually do take vacations.
Now here's something that I think that I don't think they're ever going to go away completely. Because even now where you can go on, but there's so much.
Yeah.
You go online, they're the ones that can like parse the different things. They can find the deals. That's their job, right? So they can still help you out.
The human touch is still necessary.
I agree.
It's something that I don't believe AI will ever be able to address.
No,
I don't think it'll ever be able to adapt to. To your point, I think that's a good one. So, but things are a little different now. People will ask ChatGPT for suggestions and things like that. Well, a survey asked people where they get their travel inspiration. And overall, YouTube was number one.
Oh, really?
Recommendations from family and friends is next, followed by Facebook, travel documentaries, and even regular movies.
Travel documentaries. Ooh.
Interesting one there.
Yeah.
So I like the YouTube one in part because of all of these mediums, Facebook or any apps out there or anything like that, I feel like YouTube is the closest one to not putting on airs. I'm not saying that there aren't plenty of influencers and people like that that do that.
And there's the algorithm that you also have to deal with. But to your point,
you will find, hey, how do I put this together? Oh, I throw it into YouTube, and there's like 20 videos of just everyday people showing you how to fix sink or something like that. And they're not putting on a ton of makeup beforehand or anything. They're just showing
they're just
you
doing it. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. If I'm looking for travel plans, YouTube is a little bit better, also because all of these other ones tend to use filters. From what I understand and what I've used of YouTube, doesn't really have a lot of that. So if I'm taking a shot, a pan shot of a location, a river flowing, a nice mountain or something, you're probably going to get a more realistic view of it than you would on some of these other apps. YouTube has done a pretty decent job, and I say decent because nobody's done a great job at this, of weeding out a lot of the Russian bots and a lot of those things.
Right.
So you're not having some of the stuff that Facebook does where it's telling you, hey, come to Mother Russia. I was like, what? That seems like a weird ad.
I didn't even put that in there.
I don't understand what this is. I have nothing against the Russia country.
No,
the government's a little bit different, but I have
it's a little weird.
Although there is a part of me that does say there's some parts of Russia that are beautiful architecture wise
that's true. Some of those old cities.
When you break this down by generation, boomers really avoid social media. They pay attention to recs from family and friends and travel TV and docs, travel books, which are still out there, their thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the travel docs show up actually more with the boomer generation than it does with other generations.
Oh, my gosh.
The biggest inspiration for Gen Z is TikTok. So basically, influencers.
Mm-hmm.
They also use a lot of YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and movies. Roughly 0% of Gen Zers are using travel books or travel agents.
Okay.
And roughly 0% of boomers care about TikTok.
And there's the trade-off, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. And neither do Gen Xers or millennials. They don't go to social media for these things for travel advice.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest inspirations are similar, YouTube, Facebook, and recommendations from family.
Right.
But AI will definitely have an impact in the coming years. 29% of Americans already use AI to compare flight prices, and 21% would trust it to plan out a detailed itinerary. Good luck. With that.
I can understand using it to find better prices on things. Yeah, I can get behind that. But no, they're not going to make an itinerary for me.
To Seth's point before, say that they're, this is not going to maybe know that, well, this hotel that I always stay at with my family, I wanted to go a different week. I wanted to go this year. Well, they happen to have a convention that day. So the hotel's booked.
Yep.
There's so many little things that a travel agent or just a human being or a family member somebody like that is going to know that AI usually is not going to be up to date on.
Right. Right. Because they're limited by what the data they've been fed.
The you don't have to force AI. You don't have to, like, there's plenty of uses for it already.
I
don't know that we need to, you know, kind of have to make up uses or anything. And the idea, one of the most consistent things about this, I think, the travel books, the travel docs, family. Family is such a big recommender of this.
And it's always the old word of mouth, right? Always considered the best advertising is usually the word of mouth. Yep.
My nan and papa were travelers. They liked to bop around. That's how they treated retirement. That and raising me and my sister, partially raising us and everything. They were so big about going to different locations, changing it up, and not just going to places where there were friends or family there.
Right.
Although they did do that too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was an intention or not, but it's a big part of the reason why my family spread out around the country over the years,
right?
Is something like that. I think if you are looking at, you know, hey, inspiration, go somewhere different.
Yeah,
go somewhere where your family is not necessarily recommended. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you go to, you know, somewhere you don't feel safe or comfortable about,
right?
But I would think that wouldn't make it, even if family did recommend it, you know.
Right. Exactly.
Come to North Korea. Like, no.
Hold on. Never been to North Korea.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason for that.
See, and ChatGPT is just going to send you there. Like, you know, it's like, hey, wait a minute. I don't know if I don't think my mouth would do well. I don't think my mouth and my mind.
Saudi Arabia? Well,
I don't know about that.
Pretty much no communist country I'm going to make it very long. I'll get off the plane and that'll be about it. That's the last you're ever hearing of me. James Maloff mysteriously disappeared.
James finally took a vacation to Cuba. It's like, well,
he's gone.
I guess we're replacing him. Whatever happened to James? I don't know. For you, if family is out of the equation, is there somewhere where you would think of off the top of your head, I'm coming to you for recommendations, or you're thinking of recommendations of where to go?
Yeah. And I mean, it helps because I've traveled a bit, especially around the United States. And it makes it a lot easier because, you know, you can say, oh, I've been here and there's this really cool restaurant or something like that. But for me, I know is if it's something, usually if it's like a historical thing, you know, that to me is the most fascinating kind of travel, is looking at the past, looking at, you know, certain interesting things that have happened in this area, that kind of thing. For me, that's usually what it is. If I know someone who's been there, you know, or lives nearby, and then you can get the rest of the details from them and say, you know, hey, I'm thinking of going here. What do you suggest? You know, what should I see? Where should I stay? You know, some good places to eat, that sort of thing. That can fill in the blanks.
I don't know what it was, but when I went out to California to take some classes at UCLA, it was my first time ever out of the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And just going out there and everything was amazing. I didn't know anybody. I had one contact to who to talk to about where I was going to stay and things like that. But otherwise, I didn't know that person. I had about $5.45 in my pocket.
Wow.
Which goes very real far specific. In California.
Yeah, right.
It goes real far. I remember just because of how because I thought I had more, and then I got to the airport. I was like, oh God,
I don't have any money.
The money was in the other pocket or something. I don't know what it was. But it was such a amazing experience. I would not trade it for anything in the world. It was rough at times, but everything that came of it was so rewarding.
Right.
I do think that that's something to push yourself to do from time to time, to go to somewhere where you don't necessarily have any connections or anything. And I would think that the biggest outlier to me, there's been a lot of places that I've been that I would love to go back. I love the Carolinas. Mm-hmm. Love my time in California. Really enjoyed Galveston, Texas. I really, really enjoyed that. Definitely want to get back to that sometime. I want to check it out at a different season.
Yeah.
But my biggest inspiration is going somewhere I haven't gone. There's so many places I haven't gone. You could be one of the world's biggest travelers, and still I'm sure there are things on your list that you don't have checked off.
Well, think about like just the state of Wisconsin alone, like right here in your backyard. There's stuff you know that you haven't seen before that are of interest, right? I mean, it doesn't even have to be going across the country or even the world. You can just find stuff in your own backyard.
Yeah. Like Milwaukee. Milwaukee's a beautiful city. There's plenty to do in Milwaukee. Like, I don't know, catch a Brewer game.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you like to go for free? Well, we on Fridays, all baseball season, have been having some fun giving away Brewer tickets on Fridays. We got a 4-pack of Brewer tickets that you could possibly win just by having the Magical Civic Media app.
Magic.
Yes, magic. It is awesome. That is, well, we can call it technology magic. I think we can technically get away with that. I think we can. who's gonna take us out on that?
That's not magic.
That's not magic.
How dare you?
What else do you call radio waves? What do you want to call it? It's pretty magical to me. And pull up that Civic Media app and go ahead and get ready to text us the keyword for today so you can get a chance to see the Thursday, August 28th game of the Brewers against Arizona. You can almost guarantee a win there. That feels good, you know, going to a game and feeling pretty confident about a win. Text us the keyword fast.
Fast.
F-A-S-T. Fast. Fast. I like that. Fast. I love. That's how we have to do this from now on. Something that the Brewers are certainly very much. Just, side note, when people worry about streaks or momentum or any of these things, there are certain things that your Brewers are doing this year that doesn't have anything to do with any of that. Speed, good defense, those things don't trend. Mm-hmm. Those things just stay. Mm-hmm. I would feel pretty confident about that team as they're getting ready to, you know, for the playoff run and all of that. Catch this historical season of the Brewers. You can text us the keyword FAST through the Civic Media app. Get yourself a chance to win that four-pack of tickets to Thursday, August 28th game against Arizona, the Diamondbacks. We will. I don't know why I said it like that.
So why did you say it like that?
I don't know.
They're in Arizona. I don't know.
No. We will be mentioning that keyword as much as we can throughout the next 2 hours. Everybody, text us that keyword fast and stick around for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on mornings at WFHR. You heard the boys. Time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Mm-hmm. Wish them a great day from all of us here at the studios. Hoping they're having a great weekend. Keep in mind, if you can't get there this morning, you get that fish fry going on tonight.
Fish fry. Till 8 o'clock, yes.
Head on over there, everybody.
Good fish fry.
There's not a bad time to head up our friends over there at El Cafe, well, unless they're not open. Well. If they're not open, then that's a bad time.
Then leave them alone. Come on.
Yeah. But otherwise, get on over there and wish them a good one from all of us. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you. You can email us at info@WFHR.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and of course, you can call on up.
715-424-2600. Let us know any of birthdays you want today or coming up this weekend or coming up in November. It doesn't matter. We want to hear about it. You can also text us that information on the Civic Media app as well.
Big thank you to everybody who got us the taking a look at our list for the weekend here. I need a 1 through 4, Seth.
Ooh, 3.
All right. Gives us that one right there. So, and boom. And that's all for you. We got our
one
list for
the other days. All right. Yeah. Good.
So, taking a look at today's birthdays and anniversaries. First up, wishing a happy birthday to Jeff Rickenberg.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Rickenberg or Reichenberg? I apologize, Jeff, which one that is. You can mess up my last name all you like.
Mr. Maloof.
Jeff. Yes, there you go. Yes, happy birthday, Jeff. Enjoy your day.
Yes.
We also wish a happy 10th anniversary to Jeff and Sherry Odom.
Oh, Jeff and Sherry, congratulations. 10 years, you've reached double digits.
That's awesome. Congrats. That's
fantastic.
And a very happy 44th anniversary to Joel and Donna Jensen.
Joel and Donna, congratulations to you. Wow, 44 years.
Yeah, I wish you guys a great one. That's awesome. And our qualifiers celebrating their 38th anniversary.
All right.
Phil and Tammy Abel.
Oh, Phil and Tammy, congratulations. You are qualifiers today.
Congrats to you,
Lots of anniversaries today. Love it.
Enjoy your day, everybody. What was it? Tom Banks. Yeah. Okay. So we want to wish on Saturday a very happy birthday to Civic Media's own Paul Fredrickson.
Oh, Paul. Happy birthday on Saturday to you.
Yeah. Enjoy the day, Paul.
Yeah.
That's a good one for you. And then a late submission this morning, but is a qualifier on Saturday.
Nice.
Tom Banks.
Congratulations.
His sister said, Tommy Banks, I am not going to get in trouble with Tom. I'm going to put Tom. She said I could choose between Tom or Tommy. I'm like, what does he like? He likes Tom. It's his birthday. I'm going to call him Tom.
We'll go with Tom.
But I know what that is like, sir. My sister calls me Jimmy, and she refuses to go by anything, call me anything. I don't know if I've ever heard her call me James.
Right.
Or even Jim or anything
else. Or
even
Jim, right?
It's always been Jimmy. I get it. Little sisters can get away with that. And on August 24th, Sunday, we get put the spotlight on celebrating their 29th anniversary, Larry and Katie Brandt.
Larry and Katie, wow, congratulations. We had all kinds of different anniversaries this weekend. We've got 10th anniversaries, 20s, 30s, 40s. That's really cool.
We got them all covered.
Great Friday. We did.
It seems like a good time to get married, actually.
Yeah,
I guess. Like a lot of long-term
August,
memories
yeah, that makes
here.
Sense. Yeah.
Congrats to everybody. Mm-hmm. And thank you for celebrating with us. Thank you for sharing your anniversaries and birthdays with us so we could get in on the celebrating. We love it. Taking a look at who you share your birthdays and anniversaries with, Dua Lipa is 30 today, British singer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything really about her music or anything
Not
like
really,
that.
Not really, no.
But I do know she's popular.
Yes.
I know that.
Let's put it this way. We've heard her name before. Yeah, that's about it, right? Yeah.
Let's see. Kristen Wiig is 52, fantastic SNL alum, wonderful actress.
She's funny.
Bridesmaids, Ghostbusters, Cheetah and the Wonder Woman in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
Good actor, really good actor.
Yeah, she's great.
Hilarious, very funny. Ty Burrell is 58 today. A lot of great characters over the years, but really got his break in Modern Family playing Phil.
And he did such a great job with that role. I mean, wow. I mean, that whole show, all great performances all around. I mean, it was a fantastically written show, and the performances were great. But he just, he's got this comic timing that's just so good.
There truly isn't a bad actor on that show.
No.
And I'm not a big Modern Family guy. I didn't watch it a lot anything. But what I did watch, I noticed, that's an amazing cast. It obviously had an incredible run.
Yep.
And if you've heard me on the air for 5 seconds, you know how I feel about Ed O'Neill. He's one of my favorites and one of the greatest TV actors we'll ever see.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that being on set with him.
Set with him, yeah.
Ty Burrell was the star of that show, what made that show move, mm-hmm. and it's not the same without him.
No.
You couldn't do that show without him.
No.
You're so right about the comedic timing, and not uncomfortable timing like a lot of actors are kind of, and comedians are leaning into now, but organically uncomfortable.
Right.
Kind of just the way, his delivery or some of those things, his face, his mannerisms.
His reactions, that's what I always think of, his reactions to like the crazy wild things happening around him were good. He was very good at that.
One of the better songwriters and singers of our generation, Tori Amos, is 62.
Oh, yes.
Love her work.
God, she's a very distinctive artist. I mean, wow. She really did her own thing, and people responded to it.
And check out The Waitress if you are looking at what I'm talking about. Mm. The lyrics, her voice, you get all ranges of her voice in it, and it's a story. It's an interesting story. It's a very good song.
She writes songs that are very story-like. What's the word I'm looking for? Literate. Very literate. There we go. Very literate songs.
I am very biased about this one, but my favorite guitarist of my generation, and certainly one of the greats, top three guitarists of our generation, Vernon Reid is 67. Living color guitarist and songwriter, an incredible artist. If you get a chance, watch Living Color's NPR concert.
Tiny Desk concert, yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible, man. It's incredible. And you'll see what I'm talking about with Vernon Reid. At his age, at 67, just still putting out new music, original music, still can wail on that thing like when he was in his 20s.
Yeah.
Incredible artist.
Listen to any Living Color song and you can hear it. He's amazing.
Yeah. I love Corey Glover. I love Doug Wimsey. That whole band is nothing but incredible genius artists. They really are. Go ahead and look at their solo, their careers, their work. Vernon Reid, man. He's different. He's a legend. He paved the way for so many of the guitarists that we enjoyed in our high school days and everything. It was just a bit ahead of their time.
I forget they started in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's like they seem to. Yeah. Anyway.
Bill Parcells is 84. Big Tuna. Giants, Jets, Patriots, Cowboys, coached quite a few teams, won a couple Super Bowls,
yeah.
And maybe the biggest thing about Parcells is his coaching tree.
Yes. So, and for those who don't know, that's just the coaches that were his assistants that went on to become head coaches. And my goodness, did he have an amazing group of people come from him. Yeah, I mean, from his coaching staffs.
Bill Belichick.
I mean, like, that's all you need to say.
If that's all I said, that would be fine.
His longtime defensive coordinator, and that's why those Giants defenses were so good, because Bill Belichick was the coordinator.
Yaz is 86 today. Kaori Yastrzemski.
Wow.
Boston Red Sox Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Then some people no longer with us, like the great Lane Stanley, born on this day in 1967. My favorite singer of our generation.
Yes.
I loved Lane Stanley. Loved Alice in Chains.
Such a distinctive sound to his voice.
Yeah. I don't know if Lane Stanley is a good singer or not. I just know that
he's a good singer.
Liked
yeah.
Really liked his work. Yeah. Some great stories about the history and the making of Alice in Chains mm-hmm. and how he was in all these other bands that really wouldn't have never made it. And he just kind of got guilted almost or tricked almost into Alice in Chains.
Sometimes that's what you got to do, right?
Quick look at Saturday birthdays. Shelley Long is 76. Diane Chambers on Cheers. Mm-hmm. She was on Modern Family as well. She was on
I forgot
show.
About that, yeah.
But really, it's Money Pit. It's Money Pit for me. Honestly, I think it's her best. I think it's her best work. I think that her and Tom Hanks brings something out of her that I never saw her do before. I didn't like her on Cheers. I'm sorry. I get a lot of flack for that, but I never liked her on Cheers. I thought it got better when Christy Alley came on.
Mm.
But I did think that Shelley Long was a fine actor.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that she needed the right part.
Right. She may never have found except on maybe the Money Pit. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see here. And then also Keith Moon would have been celebrating a birthday on Saturday.
Another legendary musician.
Yeah. Yeah. I still wish that Mike Myers Keith Moon biopic would have gotten made. I would have loved to have seen Mike Myers as Keith Moon. And River Phoenix, born on Saturday.
Wow.
One of my favorite actors of all time. Stand By Me, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Sneakers. Mm-hmm. See Sneakers, everybody. That's a great movie.
It's a great performance.
And the legend Gene Kelly, born in 1912. Oh. Maybe the greatest dancer we'll ever have on film.
Oh my gosh.
Singing in the Rain.
That would be a hard, you know, argument to have. It's like, who was it? Fred Astaire or Gene Kelly, or I mean, there were so many of them, but wow.
My Nan and Papa loved his movies growing up, and it got me to really enjoy dance and love dance. Mm-hmm. And my first performing really was dancing. When you hear me say smart feet or something, I actually say it a lot in sports. It all starts with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never would have thought of somebody having smart feet until watching Gene Kelly.
Yep.
There are a lot of amazing dancers and a lot of new dance moves and different things that can impress. Us if you're talking about doing the art of dance and step by step the way it is taught, the way it is done, and then just having natural, just organic mm-hmm. talent.
Mm-hmm.
Gene Kelly, man, like I've watched a lot of dancers, and you know, there's certainly different styles when you're talking about tap and your Gregory mm-hmm. Hineses and people like that. Sammy Davis, of course, the legend of tap dancing. All of them come in second to Gene Kelly.
Yeah.
Like even to this day.
And he had his own style, too. Yeah, that was part of it, too. Yeah.
That's
the thing. He had all that stuff that you were just talking about. You know, he had the talent. He had he worked his butt off to do all this stuff. But there was something about him. He moved differently than anyone else. And it's very fun to watch.
Quick rundown of Sunday birthdays. Happy birthday, 52nd birthday to Dave Chappelle, one of the funniest people I've ever heard. One of the smart, funny people, too. He's a good one.
I'm Rick James.
So good. And Cal Ripken Jr., 65 on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Finally
Iron Man, yeah.
Finally getting to take a break. Yeah. Finally still getting to take a break. Good on Cal. I loved watching Cal Ripken play. That is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. Can't think of a better way to celebrate than heading on over to El Cafe
yep.
and enjoying some great food and atmosphere from them. And as long as you're heading over there, check out our new sports and partner break.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more show, including the star of the day from our friends from Culver's coming up. Oh, the sound never gets old. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What Seth and I are about to do is go old school with this segment.
All right.
Now, we have been fortunate to be doing this for almost 10 years, much longer, actually. I've been fortunate to do this with Culver's for a while.
Right, right.
We've had a lot of fun over the years doing this. When we first started doing it, we were doing quotes. We were doing quotes from movies and mm-hmm. TV shows and everything. We got away from that for a while because mm-hmm. it just kind of got old after a while, to be honest.
Yep.
So we started doing TV theme songs and mm-hmm. kind of stuck to that for a couple of years.
Yep.
Every once in a while, we have a reason to kind of bring out the old stuff.
Right.
And we have a quote from a TV movie.
Okay.
A TV movie. From a movie, I'm
from
sorry.
From a movie. Okay, all right.
From a movie.
Right.
So if you know this quote, you know the actor saying it, the movie it's from, anything like
about
that,
it, yep.
You get close, and we will get you some free Culver's. We are not here to stump you. We're here to celebrate Culver's and get you some. Go ahead and give us a call at 715-424-2600. You can call up with the Civic Media app as well. And just get ready, because here it is. Tell us what movie this is from.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
All right. Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Oh, we got a caller.
Yeah. Who's this? What movie is this from? Who we got? What do you got for an answer?
Well, that's the Dirty Dancing.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Well done, sir.
Well done.
There we go. Got an official. Yeah. Who do we have on the phone with us?
This is Timothy today.
Timothy, how you doing?
Yeah, very, very good. Thank you.
Good, good.
Excellent.
Timothy, Edward, did you see the movie Dirty Dancing? Did you know it, that one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what they call the closing theme of their rap party, whatever they call
it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Right on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was meant to look up the location of where they filmed that. It looked like
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it's supposed to take place up in the Catskills, up in like upstate New York. No, it was in Virginia.
All right.
They filmed it in Virginia.
It actually looked beautiful.
Yes, so that makes sense.
That makes sense. Oh, interesting. Timothy, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for listening and playing along. You stop on by and pick up these certificates anytime, okay, bud?
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, Timothy. We appreciate you. Appreciate our longtime listeners and
consistent
listeners out there. Thank you so much. I had to do this. It was Patrick Swayze's birthday this week.
That's right, yep.
His birthday would have been celebrated August 18th. So wanted to get that in there to kind of celebrate him. But also just now I had this lined up if I needed to.
Oh, Seth. Okay.
Nobody got that. I figure if they didn't get the line, they would get that.
Yep.
I was putting this together this morning, and I had this planned out since Swayze's birthday, since we talked about it the other day. I don't know if I'm just like scarred, though. Like, I didn't know if these things were as common to everybody else as they were to me in my house. I knew the movie was gigantic. I knew the movie was popular. I knew the quote was popular. The song is popular.
Right.
I didn't know if it was etched in people's brains like it was that summer when it was finally released to HBO and all that.
Right.
And my sister and my cousin watched that movie nonstop.
Right. Well, it's fascinating because, I mean, the movie was a hit in theaters when it came out, but it had like one of the biggest second lives on video cassette, on the old VHS tapes. Because like you said, I mean, you've mentioned it on the air several times, how you had, you know, relatives that watched it constantly.
Just tortured.
Kind of thing. And I heard the soundtrack constantly in drives because we had the tape, right, you know, in the old tape deck. I know I've seen this movie. I don't remember where or when. But I know I've seen it, and once is enough for me, to be honest. Great little note about that line, by the way. If it sounds like Patrick Swayze is not thrilled, he's kind of like, what? That's a weird reading of that line. He hated it.
Yeah.
He did not want to say that line. He absolutely hated it.
It also doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it doesn't.
It's not like, as far as I remember and everything, it's not like he put her in the corner. She kind of just sits there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You sit there. I don't remember. I don't remember exactly. But
it's, you know, it's funny that one of those things with movies that, you know, sometimes the things that look the dumbest are the ones that people remember. And that's the most famous line from the movie.
It's funny. We will take a quick time out, but we'll be back doing this again next Friday. Everybody be listening every Friday in this time slot for your opportunity to win some free Culver's. Cannot think of a better way to celebrate than heading on over to Wisconsin Rabbits Culver's. Support your local Culver's, everybody. Big thank you to them. And thank you to Timothy and all you guys that tried to call in. Be listening next week for another chance to win some free Culver's right here at 105.5. I knew I was going to do it.
That's all right.
I looked at your hat.
Like,
your hat threw me. I looked at your hat. It's got a 105.5 WIFHR hat on.
It's got both on there.
Yeah. So threw me up. We'll be back here at 97.5 WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at 105.5. I knew I was going to do it again. I did it on purpose.
Yeah, you did. I could tell. Yeah.
97.5 FM WFHR. Thanks for joining Seth and I, everybody. Hope you're having a good start to your Friday out there. We got a final segment of the hour here, but don't worry. Next hour, we got nothing but good stuff for you. We're going to talk about some entertainment, let you know what's new on your small and big screen. Got some other interesting stuff about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and who's not going to be there.
That's interesting.
Apple raising their prices. We will discuss all of that. And, of course, next hour, got to get into our schedule and what we got going on in town here. Got a lot of great events happening.
Yes,
all
we do.
All of that. And I imagine there's probably weddings going on.
I'm guessing, yes.
Now, I don't know what the biggest wedding wedding in Wisconsin ever was. I don't know if there's like been a famous wedding in Wisconsin that everybody was talking about and people had to go to or something like that. Some states have this. Some cities have this.
Sure.
There's certainly been some famous weddings over the years. Mm-hmm. Most of us, especially us 80s, 90s kids, remember many of the royal weddings.
Yeah,
right. A lot of that, how it would just take over TV and everything.
My God, did it.
So, it's hilarious to me, the irony of all that.
Yeah.
Of how we started this country to get away from all that.
And now we're like fascinated by it, right?
Yeah. It's hilarious to me. It's very funny. But what about just like your everyday local weddings,
that
are going on? And, if you're, I will admit, I am a wedding guy. I like weddings.
Oh, okay.
If I was one of the only things that seems tempting to me and interesting to me about being a certain type of famous is that you could be Tom Hanks and just walk into a wedding. Like that I swear to God, that is one of the only things that seems interesting to me about being famous.
Right.
I otherwise, I have no interest really in it. There's very few things that seem, you can do this. Okay, well, you can do that. Sure. If you have causes like me and stuff that you can bring attention to, sure. I want to be able to just walk into any wedding I want. Oh, this looks like a fun time. I'm just going to walk in there because I'm that kind of famous and I can. Oh, look, James is here. Great. I'd love the idea of that. Mm-hmm. That's the only real reason to be famous to me is to be able to just show up at a bar mitzvah and be like, hey, what's going on? I think it's fun. And I can tell you this, as much as I love weddings, other than my children, I am not paying for them. If I was fortunate enough to get married again, I may have a corporate sponsor. just so I know it. Crockett Septic, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, I'm looking
at you, Crockett Septic. Looking at you, Culver's.
Oh, that's right.
See what our friends at El Cafe are
up to. I would love to see that spot. Our wedding sponsored by. Brought to you by.
If she said yes, she's saying no.
Yeah, all of a sudden, she's like, you're doing what?
It's the first wedding proposal in history where she hands me a maybe card. She hands me a maybe.
Depends on what are you going to do.
The average wedding costs $33,000 or about $284 per guest. There are a lot of, quote, hacks out there that claim to make things cheaper, but it's mostly $20 here and $20 there.
Yeah.
It's still uncomfortably expensive for a lot of people.
Right.
Especially in this day and age.
100%.
But this is a new concept. There is a new app taking off in Europe that allows couples to sell tickets to their wedding.
Hmm.
And look, before everyone gets too messed up on this one.
Sure.
This is not intended to for your loved ones. You're selling tickets to strangers.
Oh.
So you're not going, hey, mom and dad, I'm getting married. By the way, the tickets are $20.
Yeah, right.
And you might want to get them quick because it's filling up.
I like that idea. Your parents are like, no, we won't be attending the wedding. Sorry.
If I wanted to make my father laugh, that would be one of the jokes I would tell.
That's all you need to do. Yeah.
But the idea is that you're selling tickets basically like it's an event, like it's almost a sporting event or a concert or something. You choose how many tickets you want to make available, and paying ticket holders can come mingle with guests and enjoy the happy event. So you'd have actual wedding crashers who are paying to be there.
Okay.
It may be strange for a couple not to know everyone, but it wouldn't be too awkward for guests. Since there are merging circles, most people at weddings encounter plenty of people they've never met before.
Right, or have just very small contact with, right? Like distant family members, that kind of thing.
And just for context, a few other things. The couples can choose how much to charge, but generally tickets would cost $100 to $200 and maybe more if you have a special venue or something like that.
Ah, okay.
Personally, I would think that if you're going to do something like this, it's the venue or something that's a theme wedding or something like that.
Right, yeah.
Basically, nobody's paying money for, they want an experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Couples can also, quote, approve sales after first seeing the profiles of prospective guests.
Okay.
And they have to agree strict rules, including dress code, arriving on time, drinking in moderation, and not sharing photos without permission.
Okay.
All the things that I would have brought up right away to counter this. It looks like they've covered those bases. You do also have to worry about the punk artists out there.
Yep.
The people that just want to show up to punk a wedding or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Sounds like you could probably try to filter that out a little bit.
It's not perfect, I'm sure.
And a wedding photographer would have to know who the outside guests are, so a couple doesn't end up with a bunch of photos of people they don't know.
Who is this?
That would be kind of funny.
That would be kind of funny.
Who is this guy? Oh, that's Jerry.
I love the guy that ends up up in every photo. It's like, who is this guy that's doing this? He's in the background of every photo.
Although maybe the couple could make a few extra bucks with add-ons, like selling photos of the ticket holders at the wedding, like how people will shell out extra cash for photos of themselves on roller coasters.
Okay.
All right. The app is called Invitin, and it's just a smart startup in France right now.
Okay.
But if it continues to get traction, it could become a thing in the U.S. down the road.
You never know.
Different apps do better in different countries. Mm-hmm. So, sure. I don't know, in Europe, if this is, this isn't a big deal, or people do this already, why not charge them for it or something like that? I started all this. I like weddings. I enjoy them. I am I believe still a foolish romantic, and I think that they're fun. Man, I couldn't imagine paying 5 cents to go to any one of these weddings, regardless of the venue. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't, I can see the people selling tickets to a wedding.
Right.
Personally, I don't care how poor, how badly I needed the money, I couldn't see doing this.
Mm.
But I don't begrudge people from doing it. I can see the angle on it. And man, it's one day and one moment compared to, hey, how much money you make off? You make $1,000 off this.
Right.
That's going to help on a house. That's going to help on things.
Whatever, yeah. Or even pay for the wedding.
I could see the argument for it and everything. Oh, paying for the wedding. There you go. Right
yeah,
there.
That would help
just
that
finish
part.
It in the black on that.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. But nice to start off that way.
As far as somebody who, I don't know how much money, free money people have anymore.
Right.
But when I have it, I'm like, oh, I want an experience. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at sporting events. I'm looking at concerts. I'm mm-hmm. looking at these things. If I'm going to shell out $100 to $200, I want some music. I want an experience.
Yeah. Right.
Going to somebody's wedding? I mean, I don't know that really ranks. Like, if that's mm-hmm. the only form of entertainment, sure, but there's other stuff.
How about this? I would say one way I think this could be interesting is if a celebrity couple get married, okay? And then they do this, but not to keep the money, to raise it for like charity. Do it for like a cause that they're both interested in, and then the person who gets the ticket can say, wow, I was at, celebrity A and B's wedding, and that was really cool. And they had, and they have like a special section for those people, so they don't, get in with, their own people. And, I'm sure they could work something interesting out. But if they were to do something like that, I could see how something like this would work in that. But for just, average people, it seems... It's a little odd. I'll just put it that way. It's a little weird to me.
Yeah, and I never get comfortable with when love is involved and money gets involved. they don't mix that well.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're meant to mix well.
Right. Right.
I don't know. And to me, again, foolish romantic, I admit, the idea of your wedding, your special day,
mm-hmm.
turning into a cash grab.
Right.
No, yeah. I don't know. I don't know that I don't know if that's a great way to start a marriage.
It just seems weird.
Know.
Yeah. It just seems a little off.
I also am the last person to take any advice from about love or any of this stuff. So I wholeheartedly admit that.
And to be fair, too, people give you a lot of money. Gifts, as in money, cash gifts or presents. So you get a lot of stuff when you get married, too, for gifts from people. So, I mean, this is just a different way of doing it, But then you have, like, a target, instead of giving what they want to give or what they feel is appropriate, then you have to pay $200 or whatever,
We had some challenges that we do for our comedic writers and put them in boxes and things. And a sketch that I came up with in my second year at Second City, I think, we ended up writing a short film on a script. It was about these guy and girl, they're friends, and they go to all these weddings and they're tired of being kind of the third wheel and all this. And they see all these gifts people are getting. So they decide to pretend they're going to get married just for the gifts. And then they end up falling in love, blah, blah, blah. All that. It never went anywhere. But I do love the idea of that. I do love the idea of that.
Exactly.
It's hilarious. It's not a bad point there.
Yeah, right.
I don't know that it would shock me, but it would surprise me a little bit to see this actually kick off in the U.S.
Yeah.
I don't know.
100%.
We got some great events going on in the area this weekend. One of them wanted to make sure to tell you about the Puppet and Book Open House happening today from 10 to 5, Saturday 10 to 5, and then Sunday 1 to 5 with our great friend, Kathy McGrath.
Kathy McGrath, yeah. The butterfly lady, yeah.
Come pursue all of her books and try out the puppets, both hand puppets and finger puppets. Have breakfast, brunch, lunch, whatever you'd like, or fish fry on Friday night at El Cafe before or after you come to visit her.
Ooh, yes.
You will also be able to see Monarch Project. You can see the caterpillars of all sizes, the catalysts and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You can also reach out to Kathy if you have questions or would like to know more about this event and what she's going to be doing. It's taking place at 1030 2nd Street in Port Edwards, and you can reach out to her on her Facebook page.
All right.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and shout out to Kathy doing these things.
So much fun.
It is so much fun. A passion project for
it
her.
It is.
A lot of what she's doing there, and I admire it very much.
Very, and on all the educational things she does with it as well. It's just really cool.
And you could check out our Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo. The days are numbered, though.
Mm.
Open through Labor Day.
Yes. Got a week and a half, just about a week left. Yeah, a little bit over a week.
Tuesday through Sunday, 10 to 7, our Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo is open at 1911 Gaynor Avenue, just a stone's throw away from us over here. Mm-hmm. Head on over there, check things out, and when you run into people that work at the zoo or helping out over mm-hmm. there, thank them.
Exactly.
Now, thank them after you've already thanked the animals. They do notice.
They appreciate the thank you. You know, the gratitude is nice. It's nice for them.
But we really appreciate them and all the work that they put in every summer. It is not every community that has a zoo, let alone a zoo like ours. It works so hard and brings in all these different people.
Yep.
I heard great things about the zoo, all the different fun things at the zoo this year.
Yes. The programs that they have. And the fact it's free.
Yes.
It's free. All summer long, everyone. Go check it out.
Check it out. Head on over there, everybody. And I wanted to send a big thank you to Melissa Kay and mm-hmm. all of our staff that put together our WFHR newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard good things already about it. Was checking out last night.
All right.
Great work by everybody. Mm-hmm. You don't have to take my word for it. Go ahead and head on over to WFHR.com. Sign up for that newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, there's a little comment section there. And you can go ahead and give us feedback. We love to have positive feedback.
Yes.
You know, nobody can get enough of that.
That's right.
That is gasoline for us. That's fuel for us. We appreciate it. But certainly, if there are topics or stories that you'd like to see us cover, mm-hmm. maybe different ideas for segments or things like that, we'd love to hear from you guys. Please feel free to reach out. We'll look forward to hearing from you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back with more show coming up right here at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.